You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And next up, following the hostage situation at a BNZ branch in Rotorua, I spoke to Callum Francis from First Union regarding the uptick in aggressive and violent behaviour against bank workers and how to mitigate it. I started by asking about the prevalence of bank workers approaching First Union with concerns about their safety.
It's been increasing over COVID. Now, the dilemma that we really face, Stella, is that a certain level of aggression in the banks is almost an accepted part of their work these days. And I, from my point of view, part of the concern is that New Zealand, as New Zealanders, we have this opinion that, you know, you should be accepting of a certain amount of behaviour from people if there's potentially justification. Whereas what we do see and what we do know is that members have on a regular basis been raising concerns around how customers are feeling when they have to queue in branch or when things aren't working well for them. And that has been increasing over the past 2 or 3 years. With the, I'd like to say, conclusion of COVID, but let's be honest, it's not concluded, nor is it potentially going to do anytime soon. We've seen a slight reduction in the difficulty that people on the front line are potentially facing, but it still exists. And it is at a higher level, at least in our opinion, than what it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Right, so it's been increasing over COVID. Do you think that the cost of living crisis is potentially playing into that kind of abuse that bank workers are facing right now? Are customers just more on edge?
Absolutely. I think society in New Zealand as a whole is more tense with the pressures that are created by the horrendous cost of living increases that we're all being...
What are tangible strategies that companies can use to protect their workers?
It's a really good question. From the union's point of view, staffing is one of the most obvious concerns. If there were more staff available in the banks, then that would mean less queuing and quicker service for everybody. The dilemma is, though, we can put forward and we can discuss what organisations and other people think these companies should be doing, but really these discussions need to be had on the ground floor with workers. They need to be had with the people that are affected most by this, because, as I say, we can make the obvious suggestion of having more staff and people available, but it may be that some other places or some other branches have different ideas about how the organisation could better support them. Maybe it would be better security measures. Maybe it would be having a security guard. Maybe it's having security pendants or some way to notify someone, or it could, for all we know, be better training about, I'm going to say regress, but I think it's the egress point, how to move quickly out of a branch when somebody does come in and makes threatening movements or says they have a gun, how you can quickly exit the office or the room without being caught out or potentially causing more havoc or harm to everybody else.
So have any of these strategies been put forward recently, and are companies actually responding to the concerns of their staff?
So some of these methods and some of these options have been implemented. I wouldn't say that it's uniform across the bank, because each of the banks has different opinions around how best to protect their staff. Like I say, the biggest concern that we have as a union is we do have members that ask for security guards or ask for some of these things. And I won't say the bank always refuses them, but there are situations that we've come across where these organisations haven't necessarily been forthcoming in providing exactly what workers. I think it'd be really helpful for the public to know that nobody goes to work to suffer from any violence or aggressive behaviour, and aggressive behaviour is also raising your voice or behaving in a threatening manner towards someone. You know, nobody goes to work expecting that they're going to be hurt or that they're going to be put in these situations. So for the public, and this is something that I'm always a bit hesitant to do, because we can't control public or other people. We can only control ourselves and our environment. What we'd ask is that the public's always a little bit more accepting or accommodating in these situations, and you don't take it out on the individuals you're meeting with. At the same time, if you do have concerns about an organisation or a company, and this actually extends far outside the banking to just customer service in general, to workers, raise those concerns at an organisation level. Don't direct them at the person you're dealing with, because a lot of the time, the workers, just like you, they're people on the front line that are trying to get through stuff. they are actually already saying, we want more staff, we want more help. They're trying to be there to help these customers. They're trying to be there to help you guys, the public. So rather than making it that person's problem, it's better to raise these issues at an organisational level.
That was me speaking to Callum Francis from First Union about aggressive behaviour against bank workers and how to mitigate it. And we'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.